1391.
Welcome to Empowering Believers with DeWarren Gibson, lead pastor of the Word of Life Christian Ministries. Get ready for strong Bible-based teaching, as it is our goal to empower believers for an enriched and abundant life. Feel free to visit us on our website at www.wolcm.org. Now let's listen to Pastor DeWarren Gibson as he brings us the Word of God.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. Good morning to you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your place and your space, Word of Life Christian Ministry live. Yes, we're here live to share God's word, whether it's on our Facebook page at WLCM.org, our lifeline, which is 1-866-467-1391, or on Facebook Live. Our page is WOLCM. So I thank you, and I'd like to lead our worship off with our impact prayer. Would you join with me? And as I share this prayer, and I pray that God would just continue to use it. Heavenly Father, by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we acknowledge you as our creator and sustainer of life. Therefore, we approach your throne of grace and mercy with a renewed hope and confidence that you will hear and answer our prayer according to your riches and glory in heaven. Lord, come into our heart, transform our mind, and change our ways. Impact our lives with your holy word. Impact us with your Holy Spirit. Impact us, Father, for a rich and abundant life, now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to share with you all before we get started into worship and word on this Sunday morning. It's a beautiful day it is, a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I'm so glad to be here. Amen, to share with you. Praying for the saints. And so if you can join me on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in the healing room, we only go in on Facebook Live and our lifeline, which is 1-866-467-1391, and press 5, you'll join in. But what we want to do, if you can't even join at that time, park time, set aside time just to pray. It's a simple prayer. It don't have to be lengthy and long, but we're praying for healing, amen, for the body believers. And so we're thanking God. We believe that he's the Lord that healeth thee. And so at that time, we park and pray. Now, we pray all week long. We just don't stop praying just because it's Sunday or even Wednesday, but we pray all week long. But on that particular time, I pray that you would join your faith with my faith, with the rest of the saints' faith, amen, so that our united faith on one accord will ask God will bring healing in our land and our bodies, amen, in every situation that needs to be healed, amen. So let's journey on into the word today. Again, thank you for allowing me to share with you. Now, you could have gone anywhere. I understand that, you know, ministry is being served across the world via the internet and various media streams, but you have chosen to spy this Sunday morning and journey with me into the word. And so I am so appreciative. I am so grateful. I am so thankful. that you are sharing with me today. So I don't take it lightly. And so today I want to share from the word, amen, good trouble. Good trouble. Amen. This word is really was birthed as I was mourning and as well as commemorating the late John Lewis, a freedom fighter. And it was sparked in my soul, good trouble. So if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to Proverbs. That's Proverbs chapter 31. Many of you all are familiar with this proverb with the wife of a noble character, but there are still other bits of wisdom that we can derive from this word. And so if you journey with me, if you have your Bible, if you have your tablet, if you have your phone, you have your Kindle, amen, or even if you're either one of those things, you could journey with me, and as I read to you on the screen, for those on a lifeline, you can hear it from my voice, amen. And I want to read from you from verses 8 and 9, Proverbs chapter 31. And so, and again, this is in remembrance John Lewis, who was a civil rights leader and congressman, and he coined the phrase, good trouble. So Proverbs chapter 31, hear the word of the Lord as I read to you verses 8 and 9. And it says this from the New International Version. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy. Amen. So I read to you verses 8 and 9 from Proverbs 31. And so today, and again, as I was sharing with you, John Lewis, you know, who was recently passed, for those who don't know him, John Lewis was a civil rights leader, a congressman. He marched with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. During a fight of unjust acts towards the people of color. John Lewis was also known as a troublemaker, a lawmaker, and a history maker. Amen. He coined the phrase, and I quote the title of this sermon today, good trouble. I capture one of his familiar quotes from his speech, Good Trouble, and he would say, good trouble, necessary trouble, do what is right. Yeah. And so Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. got in good trouble. Rosa Parks, amen, stood up and decided that she would not go to the back of the bus, got in good trouble. And John Lewis' philosophy was simple. It was simple as this. When you see something that is not right, not fair, not just, say something, do something, get in trouble, good trouble, necessary trouble. So today we are living in a society that if you see something and you say something, you're considered a snitch. And as a result of that, we have the many perils and issues and problems that we have in our society today, because no one is willing to speak out against the things that are unjust, that is not right. And so I repeat the quote of John Lewis, and he says, when you see something that is not right, many of us turn a blind eye to many of the things that we see. But he says, if you see something that's not right, that's not fair, not just, say something. Many of us, we run in our homes and our doors without saying anything to the things in our community when you know it's just not right. So he just said not just say something. He said do something. Pick up the phone. Willing to talk to them in love, whoever is committing a crime or causing issues. And sometimes you will get in good trouble by speaking up. So this country had hard times and have hard time dealing with people like John Lewis. And someone who is willing to stand up for others. And look, John Lewis highlighted the injustice in our society. He didn't overcast it. He highlighted it. He spoke out. Amen. for some, there's no problems in our society. And I get that. They have a different perspective. They got a different view. And so some of them, they don't see that there's problems in our society. Everything is just fine. This is when I believe that we need to get in good trouble to expose what needs to be corrected, expose the things that are ill in our society, in our communities, in our home. And so you have to get in good trouble. For those who are just joining with me online, I am speaking from the subject, Good Trouble, in honoring of John Lewis, the civil rights leader and the congressman. And so he tells us to get in good trouble. So John Lewis, he played a critical role in the Voting Rights Act in 1965. Just recently in 2009, he played a key role in getting the what we call the H.R. 1 sign. And pretty much that's the people for the People Act bill of 2019. And basically what this bill does, it expands the voters' registration, the voters' access, limited removing voters from voters' polls. So I don't know about you, but there were unjust actions that actually caused people not to vote. Amen. Closing down nearby voting stations. Amen. Voting polls. Those who are previous offenders of the law. Amen. They were removed from the voters' bill. It's the voters' role. And so you have to understand there's things in place, systems that are causing people to not to vote. And he spoke out and willing to get in good trouble. Mayor Park, at this moment, that in this particular time and moment, it's important for you to get out and vote. Amen. Exercise your right, your God-given ability. Amen. It is the law that you have the privilege and honor, amen, to vote for the candidate that you feel that represents your beliefs, your values, and your position in life. So those who are able to vote, those who can vote, those who should vote, everyone should get out and vote this election and choose a candidate that represents you. Amen. That's the end of my commercial this Sunday morning, is the fact that you can get in good trouble that's going to the voting poll. So look, John Lewis, he challenged the conscience of Congress. He was not willing just to take a back seat. He was not willing just to adhere to that ado or the normal, American perception and vision, what is the American way. He challenged the conscience of Congress. Today, we're witnessing the uprise of this generation. I'm so excited. Speaking out and challenging the conscience of the American people. They're speaking out against the conscience of our lawmakers. And I'm so proud of them because they're fed up, they're tired, and they're no longer willing just to say, I'm going to sit on the sideline. They have jumped in and willing to get in good trouble. Amen. So that's why you see the marches across the states, is that people are fed up and they are willing to get in good trouble. Amen. So in the text, the writer records this wisdom from a mother's perspective to advise kings and rulers. Now, some say that this text here is really speaking not only for Limo, but also he's the same person as King Solomon. But regardless who the person is, the pivotal writer is telling us that, hey, listen, there's some wisdom from a mother's perspective in order for those who are kings and rulers. So she shares in Proverbs 31, verse 8 and 9. And if you read the previous verses, amen, she tells, amen, the kings and rulers, amen. She tells her son, there are some things that you should avoid in society. And particularly, she calls out that she said, you should avoid things such as women and wine. Now, for some men, that could be a dangerous combination, women and wine. I'll leave that there. But she said, instead of focusing on wine and women, people who take up your time and strength, amen, use your time to defend and speak out for the least. Amen. Those who are living on the margins of life, speak out for them. Use your time not on meaningless things, but on things that will matter the most, that will save the kingdom, the things that will help those who cannot help themselves. Mm. I love about in the text, she goes and say, don't spend your time on those who will drain your strength, drain your energy. Those who will drain every ounce, amen, of your strength. You know what kind of people these are. These are the kind of people who don't bring nothing to the table, but always looking to withdraw without making a deposit. I'm no longer willing to deal with folks that not able to pour into my life. And she goes and tells us, and you can read it on in Proverbs chapter 3, spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who ruin kings. Yeah. And so she goes and tells us, don't waste your time on such people. No. But instead, waste your time on defending, making a positive impact in the world. As a people of faith, we cannot waste time. I know that it's summertime. We can have a good time out there, and we should have a good time. God wants to enjoy, amen, the pastures of the land. He wants to enjoy what he has given us. This is what he did, amen, for the children of God. He wants to enjoy. But the Bible also tells us to take advantage of every opportunity. We have tons of opportunity to get in good trouble. In America, there are many unjust actions and activities occurring, whereas we can get in good trouble fighting for equality, liberty, and justice for all. In many communities, and many of us live in these communities across the land, across the world, in many communities, we could get in good trouble. And I wrote down a laundry list of things that we could get in good trouble by fighting against or for police brutality, crime, and particularly the soaring rate of black-on-black crime. Yeah, I want to talk about that. You could get in good trouble. Amen. The gang violence that's happening in the community, speak up. Get in good trouble. Listen, poor health and food deserts. Yeah. You could get in good trouble. You could get in good trouble by fighting with the mistreatment and isolation of those who living on the margins of life. For example, the homeless, the prior offenders, and the poor. Speak out against mental health. Government don't want to fund many avenues and budgets that address the mental health conditions of many people in our world, particularly in this time. But you can speak out and get in good trouble by speaking about mental health, uninsured families, and health care insurance. Even in this time, even after Obamacare, we still have millions of people, millions of families across the world that still do not have health insurance. You could get in good trouble speaking about, hey, you want health insurance for everybody. Amen. Listen, you could get in good trouble talking about teen pregnancy. Yeah, it's a growing rate. Marriages are dissolving, and teen pregnancy and individual pregnancy, I might put it that way as well, because there's some folks that are getting pregnant without even, hey, I'll leave it alone. Amen. But teen pregnancy, you can get in good trouble. You get in good trouble speaking against sex trafficking. You get in good trouble. Young men and young women bodies are being sold in the black market of the health exchange. Yeah, as many people are coming up missing, people who are going to the coroner's office and get to the funeral home, their eyes are missing. Amen. Their lungs are missing. We could, and all those things, those body parts are being sold on the black health exchange market. We could get in good trouble to talk and come against those things. We could get in good trouble of financial illiteracy in poor communities. Many folks in poor communities, they don't understand their strategies and systems and methods to get out of poverty. But if you have financial illiteracy, you would never be able to climb out. But you could get in good trouble by empowering those who don't have money, amen, to get out of poverty. You could get in good trouble to talk about the technology gap or the technology divide. Amen. even during this pandemic, while COVID-19 is still raging, and while we have to do social distancing, there's still many families, amen, who do not have technology such as the internet. They can't afford it. So they're being disconnected from the world. If you can't reach and talk to somebody personally, we're able to use technology, but yet people not speaking out about the technology gap and divide in the world. You could get in good trouble talking about that. I declare right now, your local, amen, congressman, your local mayor, all those local officials that's fighting before you, ask them what good trouble you are getting in for my community, for my family, and for me. So you could get in good trouble talking about poor education in urban communities. I got to go on and on. Fatherless families, falsely incarceration. Pick your fight. You have many things to choose from to fight for or fight against. So in other words, in the text, the mother was saying, don't waste your time on meaningless things, kings and rulers. You have so much to fight for in this world. And so am I talking to any kings and queens out there in the land? Am I talking to you? When the last time you got in good trouble? We can easily get in bad trouble. I can list a laundry list of those things, but you can go to Galatians 5, amen, and then you can list a number of bad trouble that we could get into. But the coin of John Lewis say, good trouble is when you're willing to speak out against somebody else. So the resolution of not wasting your time, amen, not letting things just to let them be as they are, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. That's what the text says. Speak up for those. So let me ask you again, we're in this conversation mode. When the last time you spoke up for somebody, for someone? When the last time you, as a believer, got in trouble for Jesus, got in good trouble for Jesus, sharing, amen, the good news of Jesus Christ? Pulling a brother or sister aside and say, hey, that's not right. Let me show you what the words say. So when the last time you got in good trouble, the disciples of Jesus Christ got in good trouble by sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Rahab, you all know her in the Bible. For those who know, she was a prostitute. But she got in good trouble hiding the children of Israel, the spies of Israel, from their enemies. They went out to seek out the land, amen, the promised land, and the enemies was on their tail, but she hid them. She risked her life. She got in good trouble. Esther got in good trouble by risking her life, approaching the king to save her people. David, King David, at the time he was a little lad, got in trouble when he asked permission to go into the battlefield to fight against Goliath, those who was oppressing God's people. He got in good trouble. But I don't know about you. What trouble are you getting into today? What good trouble? Let me put that in there. What good trouble that you're getting into today? I can look through Instagram, Facebook, and all the other social media. I can see all the other trouble we're getting into. But for the sake of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God, what good trouble that you are getting into. Listen, I don't know about you this Sunday morning, but I'm excited and I can celebrate because it was Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. He stepped out of glory. He got into good trouble just for you and I. It was a Good Friday when he decided to get in good trouble, amen, to pay off your debt and my debt. All our sins was paid in full because of Jesus Christ's good trouble on a Good Friday. Listen, we got to be willing, just like Jesus, to sometimes have courageous conversations. Let me say that again. Sometimes we got to be like Jesus. Amen. As the mother was instructing the kings and the rulers, we got to have courageous conversations and be able to get in good trouble, not worried about how they will feel, what they will say, but willing to speak up and speak out against the ills that's happening in our society. So that's all I wanted to share with you on this Sunday morning, is that I want you to get in good trouble. Amen. And that good trouble that we see in the text is the fact that this mother was telling these kings and the rulers the fact that don't waste your time on meaningless things. No, don't do that. But in other words, good trouble. Amen. For those who join late, I'm sharing with you good trouble. Amen. From Proverbs chapter 31, verses 8 and 9. And so, as you leave here today and throughout the week, I want you to find out what are the opportunities that you can get in good trouble. Amen. But listen, for those who are outside of Christ, you're already in trouble. But you can get in good trouble when Jesus is on your side. Amen. And so today, you can get in good trouble by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you need prayer, listen, you can call us at 1-866-467-1391. Or you can visit www.wlcm.org. At the top of the page, click Join the Family. Get in good trouble with us. It's better to be in good trouble when God is on your side. And then there's such thing as bad trouble when God is against you. Because if you're not for God, you're against God. So once you get on God's side, once you get in good trouble, accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Or you can email us by commit that says, I commit my life to Jesus today. I'm willing to get in good trouble. Amen. Are you willing to get in good trouble? Go ahead and give us a call. Click on that page, amen, that button on our page at WLCM.org. Join the family. Join with us as we continue to make an impact in this world. We're empowering believers to get in good trouble. And that's what I'm here to encourage you today. Get in good trouble. God bless you. God keep you. I thank you for allowing me to come in your place, in your space on this Sunday morning worship. Get a chance to go back and review the video. Amen. The recording. Share with somebody. Tag somebody. Tell somebody. Text somebody to join us on Sunday mornings at 11:30. We're here for a short time. Amen. Just to empower you and encourage you to get in good trouble. God bless you. God keep you. I thank God for you. And I'm always praying for you. Thank you for joining with me on this Sunday morning. I am Pastor DeWarren Gibson of the Word Life Christian Ministry, the lead pastor. And I'm so excited and thank you. May God bless you richly. May he watch over you. May he keep you until we meet again. If you'd like to bless the ministry, you might do so, amen, by three means. For those who are seeing online, amen, you see you could bless us through Cash App, $ WLCM Chicago, or you can go to GiveAfly, which is the Word Life Christian Ministries. You can search it, or you can bless us through Zelle. Our email is giving at WLCM.org through Zelle. All our proceeds go out for us to get in good trouble for the kingdom of God, for Jesus Christ. God bless you. God keep you. Again, thank you for joining with us and hope to see you next Sunday. Amen. Good trouble.